While raising and educating children in the United States, every adult needs to ponder over, what are your personal views on diversity and diversity in schools? Have you ever wondered if your perspective of diversity clashes with your child's perspective? Is diversity just a beautiful word that you just consider but do not practice? Are you more about homogeneity, which means sticking to one's culture? And then one has to ask each adult, why are we not living then in the country that one's origins are from? Why do we come to a multicultural environment and still only indulge in homogeneous living? The true meaning of education is to broaden one's perspective, to feed the curious mind. So I'd like to leave all of you with the following two questions. Does prejudice against color, culture, poverty continue in people's mind despite getting an education? So is an education or a degree just important for employment, or does it actually influence one's perspective? And is fear more powerful than education? Is the fear of getting to know another culture far greater than being open-minded and getting educated about other cultures and understanding common values and celebrating the differences? Decoding education. The goal of decoding education is to make all of us think so that we can contribute towards a harmonious society. Now let's hear what a young rising junior has to say about multiculturalism.
Hello, my name is Krishna Lakey. I'm 15 years old, and this upcoming fall I will be a junior in high school. Today, I'm going to be talking about the importance of us Indian American teens, children, students, immersing ourselves in new cultures, new ways of life, new foods, new languages, new traditions, and not just our traditional Indian culture. Well, that is super important to always stay close to your roots, to never forget them. It is equally as important to expand our range of knowledge, cultural knowledge, to grow as people. In school, it's so important to have friends from different cultures, that different ways of life, so that we can see the world. We live in America, the melting pot of all cultures. It would be foolish for us to not take advantage of that and really be able to interact with whoever we want, regardless of the color of their skin or the religion that they follow. It is so important that we are constantly meeting new people, interacting with so many different types of people, so that we can make the change when we're older. So that when we're older, when we're forced to, when we have to interact with those that are not the same as us, we're able to, and we're enthusiastic about it. We should always remember where we're from. That doesn't mean that that tie to our tradition, to our past, should prevent us from growing and moving into the future.
Stay tuned to hear more from Decoding Education from students and adults about existing in a multicultural society and learning in a multicultural society.